Blog Talk Radio.
Bang! He stares in the eyes of the man who despises him.
And today, this is my real mother. Said when I came out the womb, my little black sis was raised in the air like bird. And she was proud, because I was going to take after her and not give her to him.
Welcome to Flight 3D. This is your captain speaking. We ask that you please note the emergency exits and safety signs in the event our journey becomes just too deep.
All right, we're going to get into the language that I like. The poetry is powerful, right?
Super nigga can't put a basketball down. He leap tall, super nigga in a single bound. Super nigga ain't got no degrees, he ain't got no time for that. Street corner, crack houses, projects, his natural habitat. Super nigga got super strength, speed and agility. So it's understandable when the cops beat him down to the best of their ability. Super nigga had no supervision. Instead he had super issues. Between 17 and 25 super inches, used to satisfy them super sisters.
With a clone little black girl, who won't die, but fight. With a clone little black girl, who supplements stamina for endless struggles to write. With a clone little black girls like Asada, Sonia, Tubman, knowing what they know. With a clone little black girls like Nikki, Zora, Mommy, Grandma. Who orchestrate transportation.
Ain't nobody got more than us. Aspiring artists spit saliva in their palms, producing hits, making noise with their fists. Lanky limbros with afros, break beats and pop lock on dance flows. Made a combo.
Let me talk to you for a second.
This is Master Grio Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Hello, welcome to Master Grio Radio Indie Fridays. Yes, it's the first Friday in September, and we have a hot show for you today. Already on the line, we have Miss Tweety, the creator of Young, Hip, and Chic. We're going to bring her on the line. But right before I bring her on the line, I'm going to also bring on our other special guest, Brene Ali. She's singer-songwriter, choreographer, hoofer, producer, mother, sister. She's just a phenomenal Renaissance woman. And we're going to also bring her on the line. So we got two great indies for you. We're talking about music, dance, and fashion today. So everyone, if you want to call in, if you have any questions, the number is 646-716-7994. Again, that number is 646-716-7994. Or you can join us over here at blogtalkradio.com/NBBTA. Join us in the chat room. You can lay in a cut over there, and if you lay in a cut, we'll still answer your questions. You can post your links. We can network, collaborate, just get some good things going. Just remember, we are here right now to celebrate the independent artists and the independent movement, not just celebrate it, but support it through action. So you learn about what these young women are doing, and then you'll learn how you can best support them, and we'll know if this radio show has been effective from the moment you implement some form of support. So just join us in the chat room, and what we're going to do right now, we're going to call Brene, and see you on the line, Tweety, but we're going to call Brene. That's how hot this show is right now. I can do this, call a guest, and we're going to just dial her in right now. And she's going to come right in online. She's waiting.
Hello?
Hi, Renee?
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, that's great. Okay, everyone, we have her. She's on the line. Just waiting for the studio to stop saying that they're dialing you. Brene? Okay, they said the call failed. We're going to try this one more time. I must have dropped the call. Here we go again. Then I have another way.
Hello.
Hi, Renee. I'm sorry. It just seemed like we lost it. Now, for some reason, this call dropped. I'm just going to do the standard 3 minutes. But I'm
okay.
Okay, I'm calling you through the studio right now.
All right. It's a possibility.
Okay. All right. We dropped that again. We're going to try one more time, everyone. Just stay on with me. We're right here. We're going to try one more time. I'm going to put you on hold, and what I'll do, I'll put you on hold with some music because this is Indie Friday. So what we'll do, we'll use some music to put you on hold, and let's see what's good, what's here. You know, we support spoken word here, so I'm going to do Lamar Hill's poetry for a living. It's hot.
Every time I tell somebody I do poetry for a living, they look at me weird, like they don't believe that it's possible. I tell them that it is. I tell them I don't make my living off giving people reasons to buy a CD. That's crazy. I make my living off giving people reasons to live outside the box, outside the cell block, outside the cubicle. I Tell them that a life lived without boundaries is beautiful. I tell them that the body can do whatever the mind chooses to. And I ain't got no illusions of grandeur. I know where my story ends, but yours begins whenever you get ready to move. Want to be a lawyer? Take your ass back to school. You only got a short time on this earth, so while you here, you better find your niche and work on it like your life depends upon it, because tomorrow isn't promised. Failure's not an option. Want to be a dancer? Get it popping. Work your angles like an architect with all your tears, blood, and sweat. Then disregard the people that'll tell you you're crazy because they too scared or lazy and too complacent to make the necessary changes. This life is about risk. Jumping in with both feet because the answer could be just beneath the surface, and the timing ain't never going to be perfect, but only 2% of the people on this planet actually do what they want. 60% of the people on this planet work for them. The other 38% are just too far gone. So you better get in where you fit in while you still can. Otherwise, thou wondering what could have been. And when you think about it like that, doing poetry for a living makes perfect sense. It puts me in that 2%. I only answer to God. Program managers can't censor my shit. I'm a prophet that prophesies and profits. No gimmicks. I give it to you the same way God gave it to me. The pen is a pistol. The words are a nightstick. I just beat you over the head till you submit. No blue pill, just red. Here's some water. Swallow this. And this ain't about performing. This is two doses of reality. Call me in the morning. This is word is bond. This is you better get your piece of the pie before it's gone. This is one part heart, four parts persistence. Cover the pot and let it simmer. Guess who's coming to dinner? Opportunity's knocking. Better pop the lock and let them enter. This is 2005. You can start a business with an internet connection and a laser printer. No excuses. Get on your mission and consider all this the next time you fix your face to ask me what I do for a living.
I told you that's hot, that's hot. We're still having problems getting through to Renee. What it is, she's having a problem, and she likes to be called Ali, Renee Ali, but everybody calls her Ali. But she's, where's she at? She's in Stomp. She's up in New York in rehearsal for Stomp, and she's trying to find a place where reception is good enough that she can keep a signal. So we'll try to connect with her again, but in the meantime, what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring Tweety on. Hello, Tweety.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Doing wonderful. All righty. That is great. That's great. So we're going to get this rolling, and we're just going to go ahead and speak with you. We're going to try to do our best to bring Renee back in. But as we all start, you know, we just like a little background so we can connect with everyone. So, you know, the world wants to know. Who is Tweety?
Well, Tweety is a 16-year-old Native American fashionista from Philadelphia. She's a blogger, a host, a model, a stylist. She does pretty much everything in fashion.
All righty. Okay. So you let us know who you were and definitely your claim to fame. So I guess the first question is, how did you birth at such a young age a passion for fashion? Because, I mean, it's not like you're just wearing it. You're in the industry and all. So how did you get this passion for fashion so early?
Well, I got my passion for fashion. Well, first I went to modeling school when I was around 5, John Robert Powers. And
okay.
I was thanks to my dad, of course. But I also went to a lot of modeling classes and stuff. I told my parents that I was really interested in it, and it pretty much just started from there. I mean, ever since, I've been working hard at it.
Okay. So, I mean, what made you like fashion even? When your dad sent you, is that something that you wanted to do, or at that time was that something he thought, you know, was something good for
That's
girls
something
to
I
do?
Really wanted to do. I was really into it.
Oh, okay. All righty. So now, how did you turn your passion for fashion? You know, you said you modeled, but how did you go mm-hmm. further into that to become, you know, behind the scenes in the industry with a blog and to actually become known by industry professionals?
Right. Well, my main passion came from watching my aunts and my mom and my grandma really do great in fashion. They were really fashionable, and they were actually themselves sometimes in the industry. So it really inspired me to keep going.
Okay. All righty. So how did you get it started? I mean, you know, how did you get started doing anything you were doing outside the modeling?
Oh, the, I started doing, you know, community events, and then I moved on to doing from modeling into more of like the blogging and covering the events. So after that, I became known for, you know, participating in the fashion shows by blogging, talking about them, hosting, you know, pretty much all that good stuff.
Well, what made you decide you wanted to blog about it? Like, what, you just wanted to spread the news? You thought it was, like, a lot of great events going, different things happening, and people just didn't know about it? What made you choose to blog about it?
Well, that was definitely a big part was, I guess, how I had to say, what made me really want to get into blogging, like, the way I did? My sisters really put me into this because I was thinking about them after watching shows like TMZ and seeing celebrities without clothing, proper clothing. And I was like,
yeah,
these are the role models that my sisters are looking up to. And I was like, it would
okay.
be better for me to express the right standards of fashion, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, wow, so that's an interesting subject right there. You just took us to a whole nother place, the right standards of fashion. Okay, so before we move on today, because that's going to be our next interesting discussion, you're going to explain us what are the right standards of fashion, gives us some do's and don'ts for young people and older people alike. You know, we're going to move in a little more fashion talk, but right now I want to see if we can take a moment while we're here to see if we can dial Ali again to see if we can bring her on. And so we're dialing her right now.
The Sandman has come from too far away for you to say come back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do come true. Oh, did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And made you do it, you would believe you do my.
Okay. So she didn't answer. So we're going to we'll keep trying her to see if we can get her in. So in the meanwhile, before we go back to Tweety, and we're going to learn what are the right standards of fashion. You know, it's a few things she said to us. In that one little statement, she felt it was better for her sisters to learn from her as opposed to watching TMZ, which we talk about popular media, to learn from her the right standards of fashion. And she didn't just think about it or talk about it. She went about it and started a blog and became known in the industry. So that's a really great thing. So we want to definitely discuss that more because it moves with our purpose here at Mastic Real Radio, about using spoken word, not just to make it a viable industry, but having that direct communication one-on-one with our community. And having that direct one-on-one communication as well as getting to the point where we're just making it more popular what is right instead of letting industry mainstream dictate to us all these negative imaging, because we know that's not actually how we live. Dang, Renee was just on a line and she dropped. Okay, we're going to try to call her one more time right now. Hold on.
The Sandman has come from too far away for you to say come back some.
Hello?
Hi, Ali?
Yes.
Yes, you can hear us. I saw you on the line, but you hung up.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on, and I don't know. I was on the elevator trying to make it up to my apartment when you called.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. It seems like I'm having a hard time keeping it on the line. We're going to try one more other way. And, Tweety, what I want you to then just start telling us about the right standards of fashion. What you feel that is, first give everyone the link to your blog, because we're here on internet radio, so we should be able to be interactive. Give them the link to your blog.
Okay.
Then tell them about the blog and start us off with what's the right standards of fashion and then how you project those. And then I'm going to see if I can get Brene on the other line.
Okay. Well, you guys can check out my blog at www.younghipchic.onsugar.com. That's younghipchic.onsugar.com. The right standards of beauty for me is women should be dressed the way they want to be addressed, you know. That means not wearing mini skirts and low cuts and ridiculous drops in the bags and all that silly stuff. I mean, I think that you should really take yourself seriously. And by taking yourself seriously, other people are taking you seriously. Hello?
Sweetie?
Yes.
Okay, we have our on the line.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Sweetie?
Yes.
Is she here?
Yes,
yeah,
we're all here. Okay. All righty, so we have Ali on the line now. And you were just sharing with the people, right, sweetie?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. So I'm going to catch you up to where we are, Ali. This is Brene Ali to everyone out in the audience. And we always start with, just to give us some background, the world wants to know, who is Brene Ali?
Well, I'm just a human being, female from Flint, Michigan, who love music and dancing and bringing people together and creating. I mean, that's the core of who I am. My mother, a sister, a daughter.
Okay. Well, what is your claim to fame?
Well, most folks are acquainted with me through my art and dance, through dancing, tap dancing, specifically. It's what I do for a living, teach dance, I perform a lot, and travel, do things of that nature in that world.
Okay. Now, the one thing I know, how I know you is, I'm not even sure how I met you. I met you in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
Right from the spoken word scene. And
really?
I'm pretty
sure. So long ago, I don't even remember. I'm like, really?
Yeah. I guess probably around Greg and them, I'm going to just assume. I can't even remember where it started.
Absolutely.
But,
yeah.
And you and your sister danced. And
mm-hmm.
They're two young phenomenal. I don't know if the first, I think I met you before then, but they came out, Bruce George, who's co-founder of Deaf Poetry Jam, they had a talent agency they had started, and they were looking for, talent to put, bookable talent to put in their booking agency. And we held the open auditions, and they came out. So we met you a little bit before then, but that's where we combined the dance with the spoken word. But they are phenomenal hoofers, she and her sister. But to come to find out, now they both didn't just dance well. Your sister Frances is also a great
visual artist. Visual artist, yes.
And then you're also a great singer and songwriter.
Yes.
And then when you learn more about them, their whole family. So first, I know you say you're from Flint, Michigan. How was it growing
mm-hmm.
up with such a talented family? Like Tweety just told us about her family, that it was her mother and family members that inspired her. She said she started John Powers Modeling School at the age of 5, and
mm-hmm.
they inspired her with their sense of style and fashion, and then they were connected with the industry, and that just inspired her. And her younger sisters inspired her to go on blogging. So, you know, what was the impact of growing up with such a talented family? And, you know, what are the talents of your entire family?
Well, my father is a everything. He's a tap dancer. He's an actor. He's a visual artist. He's a teacher. So a lot of my inspiration started right with him. And then my older sister, Cherie, she, you know, kind of took on the same thing through dancing and teaching. And I had a brother who was into acting. So everybody did something in the arts. And, you know, it was just like, just how it was. It was just in my home, and I gravitated towards it, watching my dad perform, you know, doing off-Broadway shows, traveling around to see him. And then when he made the decision to stop performing, you know, professionally and traveling, he just brought it back to Flint and kept it in the home and shared it with the community. And so I was always inspired by that. So anything he did, I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at some point, I thought I wanted to be a visual artist as well. So I was all right at it for a while, and then I hung it up and said I wanted to do something else. And Frances took on that world, and you see how well of an artist she is.
Yes.
So I mean, it's just been in constant rotation, like just nonstop within our family. My older sister doesn't dance as much anymore, but she still sings. I mean, she likes to get out and party and dance, but, you know, she'll get up and do some, you know, choreography every now and then. But her main focus has become more into music. So she has a album that she's working on that's mainly jazz and R&B focused. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's just always been in my home and in my environment, and so I always try to bring that same type of spirit anywhere I go. Mm-hmm. You know, when I travel, when I'm out, and that's pretty much how I wound up in Philly, because I was in New York first,
okay,
going to school and working, and then my sister went to UART,
okay,
and I kind of liked Philly and the closeness, you know. So we still keep it in the family. We have a nonprofit called Tapology. We do a tap festival every year. This will be our ninth year, and we keep it in the community of Flint. So no matter wherever we are in the world, we usually come home. This will probably be the first year that I'll have to miss, but I'm still thoroughly involved, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, keeping it trucking.
Okay. Well, it's like really great, really great. And just like to share the story of, you know, how family can motivate and inspire one another. And I'm developing an internet TV station called Live Fandom. And so in search, it's being wild about art. So we have all different videos from all different art forms. And, of course, when dance, I went and looked up, and I actually found a video of you and Frances and another one of your sisters singing, all three of you singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it was a tribute to my dad.
Yes, yes. So your family is extremely talented. So first question I'd like to ask you, as far as dance, how did, because dance seems to be, you know, the foundation, you know, how did what you learn in dance help you in other areas of art and in life? How did your foundation in dance help you in your development?
Well, for me, it really helped me is specifically, you know, as a tap dancer, we have to know music, you know. So I was able to learn a lot and understanding music. Also, you know, growing up as a child and being in the dance community and theater world, being exposed to, you know, all people of all walks of life. So I always felt like, you know, it was a good preparation for stepping out in the real world and also being able to interact with other people outside of your race or, you know, your social norm or your normal environment. I've been blessed to be able to get out and travel since a child. So that, to me, has been, like, what I felt has been, you know, some of the key things that have helped me to be able to interact with other folks, plus a lot of the other dancers who I've been inspired by up until this point, including my dad, are very, very, you know, spiritual people and understand the importance that, you know, dance is a non-language, you don't speak, yet you can still communicate. And so, you know, with that understanding, I've just always been able to apply that philosophy to life.
Okay. So, that's great. That's great. One thing, did it also help you with discipline? I'm pretty sure, because it just...
Oh, yeah, because you have to practice and, you know, you have to understand that, you know, you might be a little sore. It might hurt a little bit, but you have to take care of your body. That's the other thing, is being disciplined and taking care of your body and knowing how to maintain good health, because our bodies are our tools.
Yes.
What we have to use to communicate, to eat, to pay our bills. So I'm very, very health conscious as well, you know.
Okay. That's great. Great. So now I just would like you to explain to us a little bit more about Tapology. What is Tapology, and, you know, what's the full force of it? And I know you, when you and Francis were here, you were teaching at the Quest Club of Jazz as well, right?
Well, not really. I was going to start a program at the Quest Club, but I guess it never really worked out. I did do a couple of shows there that was celebrating tap and jazz during Black History Month. I think I did like two shows back to back, 1 year, two years in a row.
Okay.
At the Quest Club, and we talked about, you know, doing an actual program, but it just never really happened. But the Tapology is a nonprofit organization that mission is about preserving the art of dance and through education and performance. And what happens is every year we get anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 students that come from all over Michigan and the United States. The first 2 days, we have participatory schools day where we'll have kids from all the Flint community schools. They participate, different teachers and principals will participate and come to the Culture Center, and it's like a field trip day to them. 9 o'clock in the morning, they're getting a free tap class, they're getting a free historical lesson, they get a free lunch, and also a free performance, and they get to meet some of the top, you know, professional tap dancers and musicians who are very world renowned. And they also get to meet a living legend.
Okay.
We always get to, we always honor an elder who is still here that has, you know, done something very, you know, remarkable in this world of jazz and tap. So they get all of that. And then on the weekends, we open up classes for senior citizens. We have classes that are available for, you know, just all ages, adults, children, and then we have a concert. So, you know, it's a lot that goes on in the 4 days that we are, you know, working so hard. But it's always fun because it is family oriented, with us being the core organizers. But when people come to our festival, who travel from New York to Cali, who are traveling from, you know, even other places in the world to come to Flint, everybody always says they feel like they are coming to a family reunion, which is, you know, a big plus, and it keeps people coming. So, you know, the whole idea is really, really to get everybody to understand that this is our history, this is our culture, and it is something that everybody can get involved in, whether you know how to tap dance or not. You know, tap dancing is the dance to jazz music. So, yeah, we just really, really advocate heavy and strong for that. And, you know, we've been pretty successful with it, and we're going to keep on working at it. And making more next year is going to be even big because it'll be our 10 year. So we have to come up and figure out something special for our 10 years. It's, I don't know.
So what time of year is it?
It happens every October. This year it'll be October 28th through the 30th.
Okay. All righty. That's a great weekend, too. A great weekend for the youth. So, so now, I didn't get any of your music so that I can play it. But talk to us about the music. And, like, right now, everyone, we started talking to Brene. I'm not sure. The call dropped with Tweety. So we're going to be looking for Tweety to call back in. I'm trying to catch her on through Facebook or something to get her to call back in so we can finish up with Tweety. But in the meantime, go to www.BreneAli.com. That's www.BreneAli.com. And Brene's going to tell us about your singing, and songwriting.
Mhm. You should tell you about it.
Yes, share with us.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sidetracked. I'm trying to get in the car. We got the baby in the car, so I apologize. I've been writing. I've been really, I guess, focusing on writing music. About maybe about 11 years ago. You know, I would always write poems and get into writing and all of that, but I never really understood, you know, how to put together songs until it just started to click one day. And I would just really listen to, you know, all the folks who I was inspired by and got structure from them. And then, you know, figured out how to put it upon, you know, do it in my own way. And, you know, really just being able to vibe with good producers and musicians who you know, I could get along with. And, you know, it just kind of would happen one thing after another. Another way I would get inspired to write music would be through tap dancing. Sometimes I would be tap dancing and I'll record myself, and then I might hear a rhythm and then start singing something to that. And then next thing I know, there's words that are coming out, and then, boom, I have a whole song that came out of just working out and woodshedding. So, I mean, there's many different processes that I go through, you know, in creating songs and writing, but that's pretty much how it goes.
Okay. And in this process, you just released a video, because I know you've been writing for a while, because I've been down at your computer. You got all kinds of beats. You show me different things. So, and they've been doing it for a while, but you just released a video.
Yeah, I did. And that actually was a song that I did about 6 years ago. Just a minute. I'm sorry. You're going to make a right. Can't do it here. That was a song I wrote about 6 years ago, and then it got to the point where I was like, all right, I think I'm going to just start putting my stuff out there. You know, I have a lot of music that I've kind of, you know, been patiently putting together. I mean, you know, when you're independent, you have to pay for this stuff for yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, life takes its toll, and you keep, you know, putting money in the hat until it gets up to where it is. And I think I'm at that point now where I'm, you know, giving myself till December to release my full EP. But it's a possibility it could be, you know, done and complete and put out there before that. It's a strong possibility. But, you know, so like I said, many things have come along that have pulled me in different directions to kind of, you know, not rush the project, because that's the one thing I did not want to do is have it be, you know, very premature. But the music video, I was very blessed to have friends who are creative the guy who shot the video, name is Jonathan Marvin, who started a group called Outbreak Creative Group.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them were students at the Art Institute. And so that's why we were able to get a hold of the equipment pretty much free of charge. But I did pay, you know, I did pay them for, like, editing and their services and so forth. It was very low budget. And, you know, Jonathan and Greg are actually best friends. So, you know, as you notice in the music video, most of the people were in it are mainly the independent Philly art scene. So, I mean, that's pretty much how it all came together for that. And, I mean, I've been getting a lot of good feedback, you know, I'm responding to folks. And it's interesting, you know, to hear people, you know, like, I really like that song. And I'm like, man, I did that 6 years ago. But I recorded the video in December of last year.
Yeah.
So,
but
I mean,
it's,
you know,
new to everyone else. There's billions of
exactly.
people in the world.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's so,
exactly.
A lot of times it may not be new to you. It could be it's new when somebody else hears it for the first time.
He's right.
Yeah. And I do want to let you know, since you're about complete with your EP, really, you know, just from a marketing perspective, and these are things we're teaching, you know, a lot of indie artists, it's time now to just release the single. You got the video, you release the one single, get that going, so that the EP backs up your single, but your lead single gets you out there and known, and then it's the next single, then it's the next, you know, now you
right.
have a whole EP. But don't wait.
Right.
You don't have to wait till that EP's finished, pressed up and all. You should always
totally.
Be advertising, you know, at least 90 days, 6 months to 90 days out. And since you did the video and that started a movement, it's like, time, you know, rotation and all. But we just like to share that because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I put it, you know, people are asking about the music. And so, you know, it's generating interest. Like, so it definitely, it probably wouldn't be too hard at all for you to get their radio play. But
mm-hmm.
it's just really great as an artist. And you got a request here. We also got the chat room going on. And it's Arlie Gordon, and he has Unity Designs, and he does the National Black Teen Empowerment Expo. And one part of that is called FAME, Fashion, Art, Music, and Education. But they're getting ready to launch a teen magazine, and he would love for you to submit something to the magazine. So if maybe if you have something written, maybe, you know, it's teen-focused, but something that you think would empower and inspire teens, a little article or blog you can submit for the magazine. I am going to have him connect him with you, but he's requesting it. He would love for you to have something in the magazine, and I think it comes out between mid and late September and launches.
Okay.
Okay, so you got more of a fan club. So, we have Tweety, she's back on. We have her on hold. I know you're driving, so I just want to close you out real quick. I know you have a daughter, and so let us know how having a daughter has impacted your life. And let us know what you got new going on.
Well, that was going to be my next topic of discussion. I mean, she's been such an inspiration in my life. She's the reason why I'm going as hard as I am now. I mean, I almost lost her in 2010 to a terrible accident, and she was only 6 months old.
Wow.
And she had suffered from traumatic brain injury. And she was in the hospital for like 2.5 months. And during that time, I had to stop dancing. I had to stop doing everything to be there with her.
Yeah.
And the only thing that kept my mind sane, and the main thing that inspired her to keep pushing was music. You know, like when she was in a coma for all those days, when she would be responsive would be when she would hear music.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, when I needed to step away and get a break from the hospital, I would go dance, or I would go hear some music. And from all of that experience, you know, I left Philly to go back home because after a while I needed a break and I really needed to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went home, I became inspired to write. You know, I wanted to write about this story. I wanted to tell others, you know, of her success because, you know, they didn't think she was going to really push through. And, you know, she is on the path of full recovery. I mean, there's still some things that we have to, you know, work through. But babies, you know, they heal a whole lot faster than adults. Yeah. And just the whole healing process of music therapy and dance, you know, it was just amazing to see how it, yes, she's under the left. It was so great to just see that process. And so when I reached out to Reggie Gaines recently to see if he could come to Philly for an event, he was like, hey, I'm artistic director of the Downtown Urban Theater Festival. You should submit a piece. He's going to make the left. We're not at 125th. Yeah, he's going to go straight and then he's going to make the left. Yeah, follow those cars. I'm sorry. Yeah, so anyhow, I submitted a piece for the Downtown Urban Theater Festival about her, called Steps in My Survival, you know, as through this process and my rites of passage as a mother. Mm-hmm. And it was selected, and I became a playwright overnight.
Wow.
And I was able to perform and debut here in New York in the Downtown Urban Theater Festival and messed around and won Best Short Play.
Oh, wow. Go ahead.
So, you know, it was like watching her fight every single day and then seeing her continuously progress told me I could do it too. You know, I was starting to get a little depressed and feel like, man, you know, I don't know what's going to happen from here, you know, and I really didn't want to stop doing what I was doing because I know that what I do inspired her. So, like, it's like we're a team now, you know, like, mm-hmm. And when she sees me on stage and perform, she's extremely happy. And, you know, I've been stepping away, and I'm blessed to have the parents that I have who, you know, look after her when I'm away.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a great time, and technology is wonderful because we Skype almost every day when I am away.
That's great. So, well, that's awesome. It's awesome. So now we've the tap, the dancing, the singing, the songwriting, releasing the video, now playwright. So, and how old are you, Renee? Allie?
29.
Yeah, 29 years old. So, you know, it's good to be young. But no, it's awesome. And it just, you know, you are, you know, a proven Mythbuster. And Tweety, we're going to bring her on. She's 16 from Philly. Mm-hmm. It's just a proven Mythbuster. Why everybody wants mm-hmm. to have on the national news about all of these flash mobs and all. And you were here from Philly for a little while, and you work with young people that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the mainstream media wants to put out about us is not, you know, it perpetrates an overall lie. But
right.
We are impacted by what we see in art, film, and media, and that's why, you know, you inspire me. I'm just inspired by the arts. I don't know what it is. I'm inspired by people. I mean,
absolutely.
I can find something awesome in every person, every tree, and every branch. There's something to sit and admire. And a lot of what I do is I'm really honestly inspired about a lot of artists and different things. And, you know, I'm good at marketing. So, you know, I'm like this life mission has become clear that I need to make it more prevalent because, you know, I don't care if I'm talking to people in the projects who believe, you know, the Huxtable world is fake and everybody is like, you know, maybe who they hear on the videos or hearing music and they think all, you know, that's really how all black folk are or middle class who say anybody in the projects needs to pull up by their bootstraps who don't understand what they're going through. So we need to connect these stories and let people realize the full gamut of who we are as a people, that we're human beings and we're just as diverse as, you know, we actually emulate the human experience. And honestly, what's negative only represents about 2% of our community. So we need to make sure that, you know, when I go out and I hear great music, great poetry, great dance and all, and then, but I'm at the House of Mosul with young people who, just never hear anything, or the guys sit down and they can spit and flow, but they don't know, they don't have anything
right.
really good to say because they haven't had access, you know, they haven't had that experience to see all type of different things. But then you take them around, you know, just Greg has come down, Shice has come down and talked to them. People tell me about things happening at the Rotunda. I got them to go there, but it changes their experience. It actually motivates them, and you see them being motivated. And just by more exposure, their message changes, they get more diverse, and when they see others, they believe it can happen. So you definitely have been that inspiration. So let us know what you're doing now. I know you're in rehearsal for Stomp.
Yes.
Well, tell them what about it.
Where is well, it? I mean, you know, it's right now, I'm in New York, you know, in rehearsals for that, and they haven't given us our opening night day yet, because the show is it's continuously running. It never stops. It's been off Broadway for 2 years, I mean, for 17 years now, and there's like a cast in the UK, they have a US tour, then they have another tour that they're getting ready to put together. So right now they're trying to get all the scheduling and stuff together. But, you know, in a couple of weeks I'll be actually in the show. And then I'm not sure if they're going to send me out on the road right away, but I'm also up for another part for a project called the Cotton Club Parade that is happening here in New York, and it's going to run for a week. And I'll be working with, you know, another great jazz artist, Wynton Marcellus, and a Broadway director, Warren Carlisle. So, you know, a lot of good things are, you know, in the works, and I'm just, you know, staying encouraged and continuously motivated. But Stomp is a whole lot of fun because it's not tap at all. And it's definitely sound and movement, but it's not tap. And it's a little awkward at first because we're making music with brooms and, you know, just random objects that, you know, you wouldn't really, you know, make music with. It's a technique. There is a technique to it. It's definitely, you know, something that has started its own genre, you know, and I'm glad to be a part of it, you know, to be in, you know, such a group of talented people. Most of them are dancers, some of them are drummers, you know, some people just have a natural gift of picking up things, and they've just gotten because of their spirit, and then became awesome musicians through this experience, so I'm very blessed, and I'm happy to be here.
Okay, that is great. So now, let us know, what's the name of your video so people know what to go, what to search out for? It's on YouTube and on your website.
I didn't know.
Okay. So I didn't know. Okay, I'm on
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, this in the chat room. And you can find it at our website at www.BrenaeAli.com. You can also find it on YouTube. And again, to get in touch with you and learn more about you and contact you, they should go online too.
They can go to my website, and there's a contact info, but they can either, you know, go to info@BrenaeAli.com.
You say S-O?
Info, yep.
Oh, info, okay.
I-N-F-O.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
BrenaeAli.com.
What about, are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you Twitter?
I do. I am on Twitter as well.
Okay. So what's your Twitter exchange?
I'm sorry?
Your Twitter exchange, what are you? You're at what? At BrenaeAli?
BrenaeAli.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So that's all you need to do to get in touch with her, to learn more about her and to follow all that's going on. Right now she's up in New York, and she's working with Stomp and looking for new projects and all upcoming. So all of our New Yorkers, y'all can stop by and say hi. Give her a shout out. Got a lot of people up in New York. And make sure you stop by the National Theater, National Black Theater. You been by there?
Not lately.
It's been a few months.
Stop by and ask
last
for
time I was there.
You know, what's his name? Oh, boy. Nabi Faison. Stop by and speak to Nabi and let him know that you're in town and tell him hello. And to keep him connected, you know, let him know what's going on, drop off your resume, whatever, to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, National Black, yeah. So we hoping he can keep those doors open over there, too.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what I'm going to do, we're going to let you go, but if you want to keep listening in, you can hang up because, you know, you're on my line, at three-way to win. You can hang up if you choose. If you want to keep listening in, you can go ahead. What I'm going to do, I'm going to bring Tweety on, and we're going to continue talking with Tweety. And in the meantime, I think I'm going to play something here. I know I got a piece called, these are these young girls, 9 and 10 years old. They're called Watutu from the Nile. And I'm going to play Little Sisters in the Struggle. And then I'm going to bring you on, Tweety. Okay, so have a great day. Have a fun time. And I hope I get to see you soon up in New York. But keep in touch for now.
Okay, thank
you. All right. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, L-G-E. Watch out over the now. Follow us on Twitter. At LGE Movement. Life. Giving. Energy. Long awaited mixtape.
We can buy the place on this one, sister.
Let's go!
I think I'm Amy G. Amy God, Queen of Fools. Liberation. Hallelujah. One aim. One God. Real sisters in the soul. I think I'm Amy G, Amy God, Queen of Fools. Liberation, hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. I think I'm Mach B, who? An ancient ruler, who? Soul sister, who? Hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. Representing for my queen, so many dope. Bringing knowledge to my people who just didn't know. And Yamate, that's my first name. Liberation running in my biggest vein. Unified, we trying to build a nation. We build it ground up, we doing renovation. Watching royalty, my sister, I am irritated. We take a stand, cause no longer will we be the greatest. Culture ties up, where my sister's at, where my queen's weapon, where my mama's at. I got that hurry of coming, plus I love being black, damn for the stomach. I think I'm Amy G, Amy God, Queen of Fools. Liberation, hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. I think I must be, who? An ancient ruler, who? Soul sister, who? Hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. No longer will these brothers disrespect me. They're forgetting that their mommy looks just like me. I think it's kind of teeth, but extra history. Representing all my sisters from antiquity. Protect yourself and honor me. You can see your sister, follow your history. Look at the display, check what my eyes say. 42 confessions, follow the right way. I love my sisters. Every day, you a royal sister, the first maid. This for my leader sister, this for my humble sister, representing all my Winnie Mandela sister. I think I'm Amy G, Amy God, Queen of Fools. Liberation, hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. I think I must be, who? An ancient ruler, who? Soul sister, who? Hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. You got my back, when my world queens with them, how to choose a side or where my warrior queen. The oldest songs found on this earthly planet. The first good of how to see these mathematics. On my ancient queen, I'm coming to see you. Love 1590, the shop is you. And daily holiday, you're the best singer. Or I can take you to Angola with the queen of Zanga. So learn respect, my brothers keep it there. Cousin nation ain't a nation with no sisters there. So love your queen, we love you more. Study Francis Crest, love and queen, love you more.
I think I'm Annie G,
Annie God,
queen of fools. Liberation, hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause. I think I'm Master D,
who?
An ancient ruler,
who?
Soul sister,
who?
Hallelujah. One aim, one God. Real sisters in the struggle, repping for the cause.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
No, I can't hear anything.
I can't hear you. What can you say?
I didn't hear anything you're saying, so I'm going to call back and try again.
Baby, I stand guard over us. Let nothing come in between you and I. Welcome down the aisle, you on my tail, though. Baby, I